time, y'all. It's time to open up your mind. It's time to raise up your voice. And it's time to be entertained, enlightened, and to learn more about what you already know. It's showtime, and you're on the online happy hour. For those that don't know, this show is designed for all of us to get an outside perspective on the inside of someone else's life. BlogTalkRadio.com/How Was Your Weekend? Was with the Z. The call-in number is 646-727-3279. I want to say hello and welcome to the audience tonight. For those who have heard the show before, and for those who may be calling and listening for the very first time, my name is Andy Brown, and I am co-hosted along with the very talented, the very lovely, the very ever-evolving Miss Oatmeal Brown with the Realness 101. Miss Oatmeal, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Andy. How are you doing this evening?
Man, I am just hot. I'm trying to cool down. This Texas heat is no joke. Now I understand how them chicken wings feel when they get dropped in that grease, folks.
We've been baking on
50. My goodness. 50. It's warm 50. Outside. Yeah, just baking is crazy. But despite all that, folks, we're here. We're relaxed. We're trying to keep it cool and moving cool. Broadcasting live out of the Dallas-Fort Worth area each and every Wednesday night, 8 o'clock p.m. Central Time. And we want to say thank you to all of you who are listening this evening. Because of you, the callers, the listeners, the bloggers, the show just gets better and better and better each week. And as you're going to find out, tonight will be no different. It's Wednesday, July 13th, 2011, and it's about to be on and popping. Real talk tonight, folks. Last week we had a great topic. We talked about what about your friends, and it was a really good conversation. We had good conversation about friendships and people who are associates and understand the difference between the two, people who act like they're your friends and want to be your friends and think they're your friends, and just people who just don't even know how to be friends. So,
or say they're your friends and hating on you on the cool.
Right.
Any type of friend that's out there, we hit on last week.
You got over 600 Facebook friends and only talked to 5 of them on a regular basis. I got you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, you know what? There's a couple of friends out there I do miss. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, me too.
You know, we can't sit up here and just act like, you know,
wanna be brand new.
We don't have friends that we would want to be here with us. Okay.
Well, you know, some of them are busy. We know they have busy lives. They may not be able to make the show, or, you know, because, you know, family comes first. Always. Take care of your family, folks.
All day, every day.
So we just want to keep it real. But there are some out there that just, you know, they want to be where they are. They may be a little bit envious of certain things. Some of them just want to get in your business and talk a little bit about you, acting like they know everything because y'all been down since the third grade when you stole their milk. But it's all to the good, but they should be minding their business. And that's what tonight's topic is all about, folks. Minding your business.
Business.
Try to find you some. All up in the Kool-Aid and don't know the flavor.
Everybody else's Kool-Aid.
Mm-hmm. They ain't going to taste like yours, so they don't know what's going on. Why do people choose to do this? That's what we're going to talk about. Folks, understand it, that we're coming with the realness for real. Miss Oatmeal Brown is here. The Realness 101 is in effect. Visit her website at realness101.com. You can follow us on Facebook, How Was Your Weekend page as well. We're going to be Twittering more often here in the upcoming future. So the Twitter page is HWI Weekend as well. And you can also check out some of the clips that we put on YouTube to give you an idea of what's going on sometimes behind the scenes and what's on our mind at times as well.
That's right.
So being that today is brought to you in part by the label Realness 101 Entertainment, let's go ahead and get to entertainment. Minding your business. That's what some folks do. Sometimes they need to do a little bit more often. But, Miss Oatmeal, let me bring the question to you.
Okay.
Because you do come with the realness, and we need to let the folks know. Why can't people mind their business?
Wow, that's really a broad question.
Mm-hmm. And some blogs don't know how to do it.
It's very general. That question is very general. You have those who just like to be be all up in everybody's Kool-Aid, like you said.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just want to tell you what to do, how to do it, how it should be done,
right?
How to mix it up, how to pour it out, and they don't have any business of their own.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Where they can truly discuss it and talk about it. But some people, I think they get a high or they get some type of stimulation off of talking about somebody else's personal business and their life,
yeah.
And their lifestyle. They might be intrigued because their life is not that interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
That's true. And you know what? Some people do that just because they want to feel as if they have something over you. They want to try to put you down or try to, you know, make your comments to feel like they always have the one up on you. Well, such and such was doing this, but if I was them, I would have done this because they don't really know how to take care of things. But, you know, if I was them, Or, you know, even you may hear even sometimes, you know, men, and I'm guilty of it myself, men will come in and say, but they won't necessarily be specific. They want you to guess who they're talking about. You know, old boy. You know, old boy them was doing that, you know, right? Yeah, you heard about old girl, right? Mm-hmm. See, we know what's going on, but they want you to just try to lean to them. Oh, you must know the dirt. You must know what's really going on because maybe they don't.
Right.
So sometimes it can get really foolish and really get out of hand. But, folks, it's just about understanding what's really going on in that person's life and their lifestyle that they may not really want you to be a part of. So you don't necessarily have to know everything that's going on with everybody because in their own form of life, I mean, you may have brothers and sisters, but you still want a private life at times.
Right.
And that's very important to carry that out.
Exactly.
And that's just keeping real talk. Now, as a woman, Miss O'Neill, do you think this happens more often to women than men, minding their business?
Well, I mean, I'm a woman, so I can only bring it from a woman's point of view.
As you should, because I can't do that.
I really can't say it, because I don't know. I mean, you know, you're one of my good guy friends. I have some other guy friends, and, you know, I talk to my brother, I talk to my dad, and I'm going to have to say, just based on being a woman, from my perspective,
mm-hmm.
yes. It happens more so.
Wow.
I mean, that's just from my experience and point of view and the people I've known and, you know, the males and females that I see, it seems to be that females might be more so in the mix versus men.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my father taught us not to get involved, even if it's a family issue, to mind your business. And it can be kind of hard at times because that's your people. It could be my own sister, my own brother. Stay out of their business.
Well, you know, family is good for that. Now, my family, I know, they may or may not be listening, but I know my family, we big. My dad is 11 of 12 kids and, you know, three or four different generations passed down the line. When something happens, we quick to talk about it.
Right.
But, you know. It is what it is. And I know men tend to do the same thing. Ladies, if you have ever, or the single ladies out there probably know more than not. If a single woman ever goes into a barbershop on a Friday, Saturday afternoon, and as soon as a woman walks into the barbershop, you would think a hush fell over Jerusalem because men are in there letting it go. You know, everybody's business is put out in the barbershop.
Okay.
You know, that's just real talk. And Drake can sit in there, and she must know this firsthand or something because she's in the chat room mentioning that as well.
She sure did.
I mean, that's just real talk. You go into the men's barbershop, it may be quiet for a few ticks, but we are going to let something out about somebody, whether it's somebody that somebody else knows or somebody at a professional athletic level, a Kobe Bryant, a LeBron James, you know, Ron Mexico, I'm sorry. A Michael Vick, so to speak. People just talk. They want to get into business. You know, you're going to find here, ladies, in the upcoming season that there's going to be a lot of men, you know, myself included, are going to assume that we are the best NFL coaches there ever was. Because we could really point out some of the mistakes that other people are doing and helping them out because we're not minding our own business. they got that at their level. They understand their business. They understand their calling. But see, what happens is we get so caught up in all of the extra that we feel and we believe that we can handle it way better than they could ever imagine. I might have to get a congregation on that one because that's just real talk right there, folks. You know, do people feel like they need to get in someone else's business because they don't have any of their own? Is that really how it works? Sometimes you just may not have anything going on in your own life that you feel that, well, since it seems kind of dull and cloudy over here, let me go to where it's nice, warm, and sunshiny over there. Maybe I can stir up a little shower here and there, dip on in and dip on out. A lot of people are guilty of this. They want to step in, say a little something, bring a little negative sauce to the fire, you know, sprinkle a little salt in the gumbo, and then dip on out like nothing ever happened. Well, I can't, not me, I wouldn't say anything like that. I can't believe the nerve, the audacity. Oh, my goodness.
I didn't mean to do it that way. That's
no.
I meant to do that.
Yeah, I didn't mean it like that. Well, no, that's not what I said. Hoping that business won't get back to them. If you're guilty of it or know somebody who is, you should call in and talk to us about it. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number to have an online happy hour. Minding your business is the topic. And a lot of people need to understand that some of their business has been put out quite many a time, especially when they've had a lifestyle change or trying to do something different with their life. Ooh, goodness. Have you ever experienced anything like that? Not Miss Oatmeal Brown. No, not Miss Oatmeal Brown. Maybe that has never happened to you on a business level, on a friendship level. And maybe you just haven't experienced anything of that magnitude.
Oh, wow. I mean, are you asking me that, Andy?
It could be a possibility.
Oh, okay. Well, of course it's happened.
Really?
Yes.
Do tell.
I mean, with us doing the talk show and me wanting to do different things with my career and personal life and just evolving,
mm-hmm.
some people feel that I think I'm better than them now, or I don't have time to hang out with them anymore like I used to. So I'm on something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's wrong with me? There's something wrong with me because I'm doing things beyond maybe just hanging out and kicking it, you know, with them. And it's come back to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wow, you know, I'm not even that type of individual. Because if we once had a relationship,
right,
friendship-wise, I'm always going to be your dog.
Right.
But there's sometimes, you know, we do different things in our life and we change our lifestyle mm-hmm. up a bit. For the better. Not for worse. It'd be different if I was out there hanging out, doing stuff, you know, just 24/7 and just not paying attention to them at all.
Right.
But I'm doing other things. And when you do other things, sometimes you're around different people.
Okay.
Of like mind.
Right. That's true.
Because you're trying to get something accomplished. You would think that they would see it in that perspective, but that's not what they see.
Mm.
They see me in a, you know, hanging out, you know, with the spotlight on Facebook. But see, that's only what we put out there.
Right.
That's it. I don't put my whole entire life out there for the world to see.
Oh, and some people.
Because if there was no such thing as Facebook, MySpace, or any other network, social network, then how would you know unless you pick up the phone and ask me or send me an email? Like we used to do back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get twisted by looking at this social network.
Uh-oh.
People do.
She's telling the truth, folks.
Because I don't have a different face on Facebook. I'm me all day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm only going to put out there what I want out there, and I'm not trying to hide nothing.
Right.
But my personal business is going to remain my personal business.
And maybe they just don't understand that you're minding your own business and not trying to be all up in there.
Exactly.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Real Talk tonight. We got to get to the phone lines and let the phone chime in and see what's going on. We call in from all over the country here.
wherever you are, whether you're in the grocery store, at home, chilling on your way back from church, whether you just pick up the kids, wherever you may be, you're welcome to call into the online happy hour. Here in Dallas, Texas Broadcasting, let's go ahead and go to the phone lines, pick a caller out of the boot.
That boot.
318 area code, last numbers ending in 3068. Caller, you're on the line. Who is this?
This is Adario. What's going on, Andy and Jackie Oatmeal Brown?
What's going on, man? How are you?
What did you say?
How you doing?
I'm fine, and you?
How you doing? Oh, we're fantastic. Have you been listening long enough to understand about minding people's business?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what do you have to say about that?
I think it's very important that we need to learn to mind our own business, especially in the workplace. I think that's very important. I don't understand what happens, especially with an African-American community. You know, we're working, we tend to want to get involved and try to find out what's going on in people's lives instead of just having that work relationship. And, of course, when they try to get too involved, trying to ask you personal questions, it becomes a problem because my personal life has nothing to do with my professional life. And I think once we tend to get to understand that, then I think this idea and this phrase of minding your own business would be very beneficial for all of us.
Most definitely. And that does happen. You hit on a valid point with people trying to get in your business at work. And they do that. And those are those people that probably really don't have a social life or they just talk too much. You know, I've run across that and I've had that type of experience with people at work. I'm not secretive. I just don't like people in my business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I go to work, we go to work, take breaks, lunch, you know, use their email and go home. You might vent about, you know, your weekend, or you might talk about what you did over the weekend, just, you know, real small talk, and that's a wrap. But some people do spread their business. Some people will spread their own business.
Right.
So
yeah.
Sometimes... You know, if you're used to that, maybe you feel like everybody's the same way, so they want to get in everybody's business.
Which is not the case.
Right.
Yeah. And actually, I just experienced something like that last school year, you know, with a few teachers. And I understand, I'm from the big city. You know, I'm from New Jersey. You know, we have lives in the city. In Oatmeal Brown, Andy, I'm not sure where you're from, but I know Oatmeal Brown is from California. So you understand we have lives. So we really don't have time to try to nit and pick. But I noticed these ladies from the country, all they did was try to find out people's business. I'm like, you are here to work. You're not teaching the kids. You're up here running around trying to get information. I just think that's really sad. I want people to get to a place where you can begin to incorporate and, you know, build your own life and begin to, you know, learn things about yourself. So this way you're not spending your time and your focus of trying to find out other people's business. That's a lot of energy wasted, and you wasted a lot of time of accomplishing your own goals by wasting that time.
So true. So true. Now, sometimes in city girls can be like that, too.
I've had to get some people together, and I have no problem with doing that because every now and then, some people just need to be redirected, and I have no problem with redirecting you to the place and the location that you need to be at. I have no problem with this.
Right.
So if I need to do that, I will go ahead and redirect. Sometimes it may be tactful, and if you piss me off enough, it might be untactful, but I'm going to get you back to the location that you started out from. I'm going to help you. I have no problem with doing that.
Yes, indeed. Darryl, hold the line. I want you to stay right there. Don't leave us. We're going to get you back on, but I got to take it to the Midwest and get the best in the Midwest. Y'all have heard of the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. We got that man, E-Dub, that's ready to chime in on the line. E, what's happening? My man from Kansas City is on the line with us tonight. E, how you doing?
What's happening with the what's up with the panel? Y'all good?
Yes, sir.
What's going on, E-Dub?
Oh, man, not too much. Just trying to stay cool as usual. Dig this here. I want to hit y'all with some real talk, I mean, some truth and some identity on this subject here. I too have been a partaker or a person of the topic of telling someone to stay out of my business. I've heard the ones, you know, talk about maybe on a friendship or foe level, or whatever, but I've chimed in enough, and I haven't heard enough about on the family level. So just to give y'all a little bit real quick, you know, I was the one to try to tell my mom to stay out of my business at a younger age. You know what I'm saying? I thought I had a grip on everything with my dumb ass. You see what I'm saying? You know, I'm in college and shit, you know, not knowing, you know, knowing this knowledgeably that she's paying for it. She's sending cash down there that I'm supposed to pay for. My dumb ass is doing other things with it. You dig what I'm saying? Mom was coming to me out of love, getting in my ass, telling me, son, you're not doing right. You see what I'm saying? I'm staying out of my business. I can handle this. You know what I'm saying? So there are times where we as individuals, we don't want to hear that. But there's times that there are people out there that love us that really need to get in our ass and tell us what we're doing wrong. This is kind of iterating on a past subject a week ago and tying into the one a week before. It's all tying in together on this because we don't want to hear this. We, a lot of us, as you know, sometimes when you hit too hard, you want to run from that. You don't know me. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I done changed. But then when you start to change the chapter in your life, because we all have chapters that are in our life. We got these all these little books. You know what I'm saying? And everybody, my mama done told me for the longest I should have kept a journal, because if I wrote a book, it would jack y'all up. The old E-Dub to the new E-Dub. it would be real. Yeah. It would be a good book. But we need that in our life. We need people in our business sometimes. But it's the certain individuals that we allow to be in our business. Everybody's not a part of our business. But loved ones that we speak on, and there are loved ones that get too close and think they know your business too much. And they ain't got a clue. I'm talking, we know the ones, you know what I'm saying, that we speak of, that we can allow to get close to us, to get in our business. And they don't even have to know our business. They just know we ain't doing right. Dig that.
That's right. And E-Dub, you know what? You touched on this next question. So I'm going to go ahead and bring the question up so the rest of the callers and the bloggers and everybody in the chat room can be involved in it. What's the difference between trying to be helpful and being nosy, messy? And you touched on that as far as being helpful. Because like you said, you know, when you have a loved one or somebody that you truly care about, you're not trying to get in their, and you're not trying to get in their business, but really trying to help out. But then, like what you said a couple of weeks ago, when you said live and let live. And sometimes we got to step back and let people bump their head. Because if you get too involved, you know, if you get too involved, then, you know, you might stress yourself out a little bit as well. You know, they're going to come around when they come around. But people have to understand, you know, those people who are really trying to help them and not listen to the people that aren't trying to help them. Because they're considered being messy as well. Because if you egging on somebody to do wrong, you're being messy. You're not keeping it, you know, you're not helping them in a positive way. You're being messy. And sometimes you have those individuals in your life that are in your amen section that are truly messy. We got to wake up, smell the coffee. Understand that. It could be a family member as well. Somebody's always calling you, sparking up stuff, letting you know what auntie and them said. Guess what? You got to wake up and realize, hey, something is up.
Mm-hmm. That's coming,
you know,
real.
And my father advised us, you know, even in a situation of, and I wouldn't even do this well, I would do it in a situation if I have a friend and her boyfriend or husband drops them 1-2s on her. Now, if they drop the 1-2s on them in front of you, what do you do? Do you stand there or do you try to break it up? Because if you try to break it up, you're in the business, right? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, if you try to break up a fight, a domestic issue, wouldn't you be put in the business? Wouldn't you be put in their business?
You'll be put in the business so far, but check this out. In a situation like that, and I will even go even deeper. Say for instance, you have love for both of the individuals that are getting ready to partake in the battle in front of you. So naturally, yeah, you're gonna have to get in the business because whether you rather just be you in the business and say, look, why don't you have to wait till I get home and discuss this or get somewhere else? Maybe they give you time to feud that stuff down, prepared to getting everybody in the business now. The police, did everything, and then it's escalating it to another level that you probably could have, you know, you've been like, oh, shit, I probably could have helped it out. So I don't know. It depends on the decision at that time. You don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And that has to be chosen upon at that time. You know what I'm saying? And that's kind of touchy right there.
Yeah, that's one of those touchy situations. Definitely a touchy situation. I know I've been out before somewhere at a restaurant, and one of my friend's boyfriends walk in, and I knew that, you know, who he was going to go sit by or who he was amongst fellowshipping with. And, you know, there's that code that you're supposed to tell your friend if you see their mate out there doing something, right? Well, I chose not to because I didn't want to be in the business. I didn't see him doing anything terribly wrong, but, you know, I had a hunch, but it wasn't my business. So,
but then again,
like
you said, you're on the outside looking in. You had your idea, but it necessarily couldn't have been that idea. So what I'm saying? So I would say you probably chose the right thing, unless, you know what I'm saying, the girlfriend she did her part. She ain't come to you talking about, well, shoot, my dude, I think he's suspected, and then that come up, then you be like, oh, man, well, I got to tell you this. You know what I'm saying?
Well, no,
so
she actually called me and said, why didn't you tell me that I saw him?
Oh,
so
man.
He went home and told to cover himself. But I never
said
anything.
Did you ever wipe, did you ever get that dirt and them road tracks off your head, forehead?
I just said, you know, I just didn't feel the need to say anything because I didn't see anything. I didn't see him doing anything wrong. But at the same time, it all depends on how I feel. If you're going to go back and say, well, Jackie said she saw you. Because if you do, if you're that type of person, I'm not going to ever tell you. Because you're throwing me in the mix.
Well, he kind of felt that you would go probably run back and say something because you was a girlfriend. Little did he know, he just went on and, you know, threw both of y'all under the bus.
Right. So, you know, those types of situations, you know, there, you have a situation where, yeah, you should jump in it, not jump in willingly, but you kind of got to make that decision. Okay, yes, I'm going to stop this fight, or okay, I'm going to go pick up my friend, or I'm going to help them do this, even though it shows to put you in the business, even though you're not trying to be in the business as far as taking sides. You're just trying to help the situation to make it better because it's very heated at the time.
Boy, that line is so fish line thin that you cross either side, it can go either way and be detrimental for the rest of the life.
Yeah.
Right.
As for relationship, family,
I was thinking about something, and so Hello?
Yeah, we're here. Go ahead.
Go ahead, speak your piece.
Yeah, I was actually, even what Jackie was saying, I actually was even involved with the situation like that with a friend, you know, that's actually married. And real close to the friend, just like a sister, you know, and you know, seeing that kind of stuff go on and, you know, they calling on you, you go there to be there for them. And then it winds up flipping on you because then they go back to this individual. They've got you involved, you know, you're trying to protect them and help them. And to me, it's not the fact that you're being messy because you're just trying to help the friend. You see a friend is crying. They're in despair. I don't think that's being nosy. I think that's just trying to be a good friend to help. But then if I feel that you're about to go back into the situation, it puts me in a bad situation because now I'm at odds with your spouse. When I was actually trying to help you, you said you were leaving, but then you go back. And now you unfriend me when I was just a friend there trying to support you.
Definitely. That's happened to me too. That's happened to me on several occasions, even within my family. And it wasn't like that because trust and believe, I'd rather not be in the drama. I'd rather not be involved. I'd rather everybody have a happy day and keep it pushing. But when a loved one calls on you, whether it be a friend or a family member, I mean, you want to be there.
Exactly.
Sometimes you can get caught in that crossfire, especially if they go back or people flip it on you because it happens. They flip it on you and, you know when they're making bad decisions, whether it's a decision that they want to make or not. Sometimes they have to come back to you. You'd be like, okay, well, I know you're going to come back, but I'm going to help you out again. Or sometimes they just may flip it on you or feel like they can't come back because they're embarrassed because they know that they were wrong in the decisions that they've made.
Right.
Let me hold $5.
So, you know, in that situation, definitely, you know, if it's in a helpful situation and you're not wanting to be involved, but you get caught up anyway because it's life and it happens, I mean, you have to be a mute. And to yourself, completely extracted from family and friends and work in order for these type of scenarios not to come up.
Right.
And who lives that kind of life? We don't know anybody that lives that kind of life.
Right.
Man, my name is Paul, and that's between y'all.
Well, I'm sorry. I can't. If it's a friend of mine, I'm going to help my friend.
No, you named Bennett, and I ain't in it.
Yeah. Man, my name is Joe. Everybody just got to understand, we talked about minding your own business tonight, ladies and gentlemen. The call-in number is 646-727-3279. The chat room is doing their thing tonight. We are just acting the fool online. For those of you all who just don't have anything to say because you know your business might be put out there, join us in the chat room at blogtalkradio.com/ How Was Your Weekend? Spell was with a Z. And because we are here in the summer months, and if you all are looking to take that summer vacation, that much-needed summer vacation, and it's time to get away, they have rates as low as $239 per person for an all-exclusive individual getaway plan to the Dominican Republic, Mexico, and even the U.S. Virgin Islands. Contact today online at travelaholics@hotmail.com or just go ahead and contact Courtney at area code 817-915-8650. Again, 817-915-8650. That is Courtney at travelaholics@hotmail.com. Coming back to the topic of minding your own business, now, is it possible? You know, sometimes we're talking about minding your own business, and when there's family involved, see, sometimes the immediate family member thinks that they should always have the upper hand because they may be a little bit closer. But the closest family member may not always make the best decisions, and you all probably have some of those in your family right now. Maybe if you don't, I can tell you about mine because that situation does tend to happen. You know, sometimes when a relative tends to pass away, and go on to the upper room. People tend to understand that, you know, well, maybe they have the best situation planned for that person. You know, maybe they want to do different things for that particular person. But just because, you know, you may not really be involved head on too much, they feel that your input does not really matter in this decision-making process, even though you may have a little bit more logic and may have experienced certain situations a little more often than not. You know, emotions can make you do some tripped-out stuff, folks. And if you allow your emotions to lead your decision-making, sometimes that doesn't always end up with the best result. So people are out there really to help you make the best decisions, like Ms. Oatmeal and E-Dub were saying. They're there to help you and not hinder you, so we can't be harassing you in certain situations. Things do tend to happen like that. I can tell you when it happened to my family member. I had a family member that passed away, you know, not that long ago, and there was a dispute over how the funeral services were going to be, you know, what was going to happen and how things were going to happen. People were trying to appease everybody else, but they really don't know how that person really wanted to go out. You can't just be all up in somebody's business. Yeah, we got that with your cousin, and y'all kicked it back in 72 something strong. Y'all had it going on back then, but this is, you know, this is that person's, you know, immediate family. They want them to be laid to rest this way. So you can't be coming out of state. Ain't nobody seen you in like 9, 10 years and all of a sudden think that, you know what, just be, now I'm here now when things are going to change. Don't work like that. You need to mind your business. I understand your family, but you need to mind your business and stay where you at. If this wasn't for you and you coming in here sniffing and snotting and crying and slapping folks off in the funeral, then the best thing we can really do for you in this situation is to send you an obituary. And we might see you at the next reunion. But for right now, this really ain't the place for you to be coming in raising hectic, you know, attitudes. Because people tend to do things out of emotions that you may end up regretting later.
Mm-hmm.
So it's best if you just mind your business, maybe show some support and keep it moving. Go on and get your plate of chicken, show some hugs, wear your best black, and move on and go on back to your state and family. But that's just keeping it real. I mean, maybe y'all haven't seen anything like this.
Oh, I've experienced it.
You know,
I've seen it.
My dad banned from my mom's funeral. She couldn't go.
Shut up.
Because she was trying to orchestrate it.
What?
Yes.
I'm going to let you know right now that this is going to be in my last will and testament. It's going to be some people that aren't allowed to come to my funeral because they try to dictate things here in my life now while I'm living. So I know they're going to try to show up when I'm laid in my casket. Nice and crispy clean and everything, blinging everything. But I don't think he should wear his watch on this hand. And I think you should align him up this way, and he doesn't look good. We can't have the services on this day. No. Just because I want to have some P-Funk in my funeral, and that's just not your type of music, that doesn't mean you need to dictate what orchestra needs to be played. We don't have that. That's just not how it goes, folks. Understand this is real talk tonight. This is what you're going to get on the online happy hour. We got another call that wants to chime in. 646-727-3279 here in the D-Town, where it's nice and hot in Dallas, Texas. That man always has something to say. Hey, hey, hey. And his name is Big Ray.
Big Ray.
Talk to us. What's going on?
Andy Brown, Oatmeal Brown. Yeah, I'm going to make it real simple. When it comes to issues of business, if it don't make money, it don't make sense. if somebody's going to get in your business, they need to be helping you make some money. If somebody getting in your business uninvited, you need to put them to work. And tell them next time they get some business in their area of expertise. when it comes to affairs or relationship, you might be out, you might see your boy woman with somebody else, or you might see your girl man with somebody else. Mind your business. You don't know what's going on. If your girl getting played, it's because she ain't handling her business, or your boy ain't handling his business, lack of communication, or somewhere else. Half the time, they already know what's going on. They just playing the exit strategy. Then when you go back and run your mouth, now they 3 to 6 month exit strategy. Now they got to make it 3 to 6 days because of you. That's why they come back mad at you. They both knew what was happening. They were just playing the role. They might have been splitting bills and got used to it and trying to figure out, how can I get an apartment, my own ride, and pay full insurance and everything on my own when I've been splitting it, going half and half? Mind your business. Sometimes you put the wrong flavor in it. Everybody don't like chocolate ice cream. Everybody don't eat pistachio. You come and change up the flavor of the Kool-Aid. Might have went from tropical punch to sour grape. Everybody don't like artificial grape. get your own Kool-Aid or get your own business and run the way you want to. But if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. None. If it's in case of one of your close friends who you ace bull cold down since day one, and you just feel obligated that, hey, I got to let them know. Because I'd have been through this before. I'd have lost some good friends for telling them the truth, and the truth made them free. We ain't had
right.
No friendship, but, you know, we stopped speaking for some years till they came, till they got over that little embarrassment, got over the hump. What you do is if you got to do it like that, in everything you do, use discretion. Call one of your mm-hmm. friends out of town that they don't know in another state. Hey, man, look here. My boy getting played. I ain't trying to be in it. Why don't you call and drop a little dime on him, let him know, hey, the roof on fire or milkman coming through the back door instead of the front. You know what I'm saying? At least he'll get a word on it. He might have come, man, some dude called me anonymous talking about such and such, such. But can you believe that? Somebody playing practical joke, but at least he done heard it. You like, hey, dude, I don't know. Check into it or do whatever you feel. Now you ain't caught all up in the mix like this quick. You be getting cooked up, but you ain't getting no benefit out of it.
Hmm. Ain't that something? Ray got that, man. I don't understand. If y'all understand, Ray be coming with it.
With it.
Those of the churches open when Big Ray come with it, y'all. I don't let y'all understand. He be coming with it. Full throttle.
The situation.
Nah, it's all the time. Anybody got a business out there with advertise?
What you say, man?
I said, now it's offering time. Anybody out there got a business they want to advertise? Since you want to mind everybody else's business, come on Blog Talk Radio and advertise and get you some extra business in a real way and make you some money.
Right, in a real way.
In a real way, as you
real
should.
Way.
And that's what we do. Some people think that they need to go on out there to these syndicated stations and pay big dollars to advertise for just a quick drop. But you know what? We got your back, folks. If you have a business that's not written in crayon on your business card, you may want to step your game up and advertise and separate yourself from the hustler and into the small business owner. This is how we do, folks. Business promotes business. Y'all know Realness 101 is where it said if you go to the website, you'll see Miss Oatmeal doing her things. If you want to take a look at the site, andybrownspeaks.com, you'll understand a little bit more about what I have going on and maybe get an understanding of some of my clientele from life coaching. And also understand the book, Second Place Women That Come In First. What we're doing here is not a game, folks. We're bringing it to you 100%. Realness 101 Entertainment is the record label, and this is where we are. So understand and follow the dynamic sensation of how was your weekend. We're here to stay, folks. HowWasYourWeekend.com is the network that we're going to be building on very soon.
And brand yourself. Brand yourself in a good way.
Right.
With some integrity.
Real talk.
Don't brand yourself being in somebody else's business and following behind somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. Brand yourself in a good way, a positive way. Don't put your business out there personally, your personal business, but put your business out there where you can make some money.
Right.
Be successful.
You got a hair salon in the back of your house and you're trying to work up and get your own salon? Guess how you can advertise. But understand, this is the realness, folks. Minding your own business. Maybe you just don't know why anybody to understand your business, so go ahead and keep it to yourself. Understand this, what it is. So, folks, let's go ahead and get back to the questions tonight. Miss Oatmeal, is it good to listen to someone who knows or stay in the gossip of drama? Because maybe they have all the answers if they are always in the know and they're always in the business.
Hell no. No, no, no.
Really?
You are not supposed to listen to a phone carrier in that way.
But they always got the dirt. They always know what's going on.
They got the dirt.
Mm.
Now, see, they have the dirt. Now, if they were coming with some sense.
Okay.
With some life coaching, with some resolution.
Right.
That's different.
So it's not cool
with
to listen
some scriptures, with some prayer.
Hmm.
And the situation, but not in a messy way, but because they care.
So it's not cool to listen to Boney T from the mailroom?
No.
That knows what's going on in your mail before you even open it up?
It's not. You
wow.
know, and some of us keep those people around. I've been around them before. I sit up and listen to them laugh at the stuff that they be saying on the phone. Does it be funny? It does. It's funny, it's amazing, and it's good. But I know better.
Mm.
I look at the individual and how they conduct their lifestyle in their life.
Yeah.
What are they putting in their brain? See, I really analyze people.
Right.
So you really have to be somebody that really knows more than just somebody else's business. You got to know what you're talking about for real.
Mm.
Not on a messy note. Not in a tunnel vision, but in a real way. And when I say real, I mean like real, like you, like I said, have some resolution.
That's
so if
right.
you're talking about, you know, your homegirl who's sleeping around, are you just like, ooh, that hoe, she is just cutting up. Ooh, she's a stank hoe.
Loose as a windloose.
Who she was banging, she was doing this, she was doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's your friend, huh? This is the thing that's going through my brain.
She should have gave it to
Well, friends like that, you don't need enemies.
Right, so it's like, have you talked to her, though?
Yeah.
Maybe ask her, is she cool with that, or does she really want to be in a relationship with a man? I mean, like, what's going on?
Hey,
That's what I would need. I would try to see the light in that scenario. If there's no light, you just talking trash, then there's a problem.
Okay. I got a question.
On this topic, on the business, how much of it is personal business, and then how much of it is public information? Because you could be telling somebody to stay out your business, but you done let it public information. But your business is just out there in the street.
True, because once you tell more than one person or two people,
you ain't got to tell nobody nothing. They can see how you're moving.
Right.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah.
Actions speak louder than words.
And you also want to think about, Izzy, are you doing something that you ashamed of somebody catching you doing?
Right. You see what I'm saying?
If your pastor is at the liquor store and he's making purchases in the Hennessy and Crown, is that something that you really want somebody to see? Because that's going to get out there.
but should we be gossiping about it? No.
Right.
Be like, Brother Smith.
Let me tell you something. When the church folks find out, it's going down.
If a young lady decides that, you know, well, maybe this is the day that she needs to be saved and, you know, the altar's called and she comes on down to the front, it's not your business to yell out, ain't your name Tatalicious? That was Jimmy. That's not your business. She feels this is her. She needs to go on to the Lord. It's not your business. You ain't got to put that out there. I mean, folks, people are going to do what they're going to do. So we got to let them mind. We have to mind our own business and stay out of theirs just as much as we want somebody to stay out of our own. And that's just being real. So let me ask you this, E. What impact can this have on somebody in their own relationship, whether that's at work, whether that's in their personal relationship, whether that's a friend? If you're not minding your business and you got other people's information out there and the gossip and the mess and the drama is out, what kind of impact can it have on somebody?
Now, hold up. I kind of lost myself in thought about what you said. Give me a shorter version and cut through the chase and tell me what you want to know. I was finishing my drink.
In other words, what's going to happen? What's the outlook, the cause and effect of it all?
Of what?
The impact that it can have. If somebody's in your business.
Right, okay.
You know it's not right. And you know things that don't spiral in a different direction. What kind of impact can this have? Can it mess up a friendship? Can it tear up a marriage? Is it going to make y'all stronger? What can happen?
You know what I'm saying?
I can't necessarily pin the tail on the donkey of what's going to happen because every situation, as I said before, is different. And it depends on that time point. But to answer your question, man, it could jack somebody's world up. It can do a lot. It depends on how the person who is the victim or whatever, if you will, how they respond to it. Because they can respond to it that would blow the other person's mind. You know what I'm saying? You can pick and choose what you feed into. Because you know your business better than anybody. You see what I'm saying?
Hold up now.
You also done heard people. You also heard people say, "Don't let them see you sweat." So right. They might have hit you with a good shot, but you was like, "Ooh, I ain't finna let them know all that and let them see me sweat right now."
Right,
to
let them know that
you
they was right.
Right. You know what I'm saying? You gotta keep them in limbo. You know your business better than anybody. So if you pick and choose what you gonna feed into, and you know how to check them up, you know how to check somebody. You know what I'm saying? You it's all kind of ways that you can check them and then blow their mind. So it just depends on that time frame of everything, or how it's gonna go down, and it can go down any way at any moment. You might have had a bad day that day, and they done. Oh my God. So it just depends. You might have had a good day. And they want to get you some business, and you can just tell them anything because they just want to know. They just nosy. You know what I'm saying? You can look at news reporters. A lot of news reporters are born for that because they've been asking them certain questions since they was like 5 or 6 years old. They just nosy people.
Right.
A lot of them nosy, but a lot of the old folks depend. If you get in the church, they're gonna tell it. If you down in a certain part of Louisiana or somewhere else, the whole neighborhood's gonna know. But then there's some place you can know folks to sit right on their porch and see everything what happened. They was like, I ain't seen nothing.
Right.
No, they was on the porch at the time. Everything went down. Baby, you know my cataracts didn't bother me. I ain't seen nothing. They ain't telling nothing. So it's all depends, man. You know, it's a thin line. It's a fish line. It's thin. Well, you don't know which way it's gonna go. But it ain't big enough to walk on.
And, you know, it all depends on your frame of mind as well. You know, I knew somebody who, not me personally, because I have a broader mind. I'm more general with mine. So I don't clam up. Even if I'm wrong, I can admit to being wrong, but I'm still going to do what I want to do. But see, I'll suffer the consequences. But I'd rather somebody tell me what's right than be in my amen section and not say nothing at all. Because one day I'm gonna wake up.
You got to do that. But
right.
It's only certain people that can do that.
Exactly, only certain people can do that. And usually, the people that can walk the walk should be the ones that you hear, but you may not be listening to at that point in time. But you hear them. You know, I knew somebody who was married, and he was like, I'm a pimp. Ooh, I'm pimping. You know, I'm macking. You know, I got these chicks here. I'm doing it. I knew the wife, too. She was like, this fool is cheating. I'm going to bust him. So I'm like, wow. And I asked him, so you think you up on your game like that? Oh, yeah, shit, I'm good. Negative. negative. He thought he was. See, that's what it is. We all think that we got this thing figured out. Whatever the situation is, we feel like we've got it figured out. So I was one of the people in the middle. Did it hurt our relationship? Yes, it did. On one of the sides, on his side, because he felt like I was siding with the wife. But he was the one doing the damage. How am I siding?
You know what? I want to just bring
up was that siding if just because you knew, you felt that you wanted to do what you wanted to do, but you got busted? So why would I be a bad person because you feel like I'm siding on the side with the person that was innocent?
You a bad person.
I got another little old question to ask. To anybody that's still on the line or whatever, let me ask you this. Has it ever been anybody that you knew didn't do right but checked you, was like, look, you know what? This ain't you. You know, this is something that you expect from me, not from you. You see what I'm saying? And you different from that. But they might not have nothing going on. I know Ms. O'Mill said they might have everything going on or whatever. It's people out there that I feel sometimes that may not have something going on, but know you well enough to say, look, you out of bounds.
Yeah, that happened to me. I'm sure that's happened to me several times. I want to bring this point up in the chat room, and I'll let you know about it as well. Big Daddy 2 states in the chat room, it's amazing that we want people to mind their own business, but when you read some of the posts on Facebook, you have to wonder what some people are thinking when they put some of their more personal business on Facebook and you tweet them. What are they really thinking about? Man, that's a good point. I don't know if y'all on the phone lines and understand this in the chat room, but it goes down up in here. And to get back on what E-Dub was saying, that's happened to me before. I can also let you know, back in my high school days in Kansas City, I was running with some very, very unhealthy young men. You know, shooting dice, running between cars. I mean, I had a lot of money for a high school kid. I mean, I was shooting dice. I didn't even want my parents to really pay for much, you know, working jobs and all. I figured I can get it on my own, shooting dice, had a little money. You know, I'm in cars ducking and dodging, people are shooting at us, and I'm like, you know what, I don't really think this is for me, but these are my boys. And they told me, hey, man, this is not for you. We understand you want to roll like this, but this is not for you. You keep talking about this Grambling and this football, and we over here strapped up, we got guns, we shooting dice, this is going to be it for us. So it's just certain things you shouldn't be doing. And this really isn't your world. Now, we understand you're still cool. We ain't going to let nothing happen to you in high school, but this just isn't your world. So I had to really take that for what it was and be like, you know what, maybe they're right. This isn't me. I'm trying to fit in and do something that's just really not in my category, but my environment dictated that's what I was going to be around. So, yeah, I can understand that. I've been there. Maybe somebody out there can relate. Maybe some people can't. But, I mean, this is just real talk, folks. You're going to get the real elements tonight. Minding your business. I had to mind my own business and sit down and shut up at times. I got to do that more often than not nowadays, so I understand that quite well. BlogTalkRadio.com/ how was your weekend? Spell was with a Z. Join us in the chat room or call in on the number at 646-727-3279. We are having an awesome conversation tonight, talking about minding your business. Miss Oatmeal is bringing the Realness 101 to the table. She's representing for the ladies because the ladies tonight are just on push.
Kind of a sticky situation for some ladies. Well, you know, we have Dre in the chat room. She's bringing it.
Oh, she's in the chat room holding it.
Trying
to bring it to fruition.
Chiming in and wanting to speak on it. They're not speaking on it.
You know, maybe it's some ladies who just don't know how to mind their business, and they're just taking notes tonight, and that's cool.
They don't know the difference. I know some females that don't know the difference.
Mm. And there's some fellas out there, too.
Know.
You say they know, they know it, Daryl?
Oh, that's not me. I didn't say that.
All of them may not believe me.
See, some females will put you in their business and they want you out.
Well, I've seen it. Only one thing that's been so far.
Guess what? I've been like that sometimes, too.
So
I'm going to admit it. I have it brought somebody into my business, then I want them out. You don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, because they couldn't wait. You confide in them. And you go to them with the utmost, see, I'm going to tell you this now. Don't let this go nowhere. And in the back of their mind, they're thinking, I can't wait to get off the phone with you so I can call somebody else. Even while I'm on the phone with you, I might be texting somebody else. Wait till I get off the phone with you. Man,
see, that's why you always tell them what you want them to tell.
Yeah. But y'all know how some people do. They may have one too many drinks, like Jamie Foxx said. And just get to letting all the business fly out the window.
But I have a question.
Go ahead.
Is drinking alcohol an excuse to release business?
No, it's just a drunk won't lie.
Mm.
No, it's not.
That's all
it's
it
not.
Is.
Exactly, it's not.
It's just a drunk won't lie. He gonna tell his business. He just
he
gonna kill it all
talk.
Out.
Because I know that you like to blame alcohol a lot, I noticed.
People will tell your business when they get angry with you.
Oh,
when they're on your side, it's all good.
Mm.
But when they go to the other side, the opposing side, then your business starts to come out.
Uh oh.
That's good, Oatmeal. That was good.
I've seen that happen, and so then you know this big bowl of mess stirs up. You start tearing bones with your business.
And here we go.
Because
folks.
It fits that side at the time.
Well, you know what, ladies and gentlemen? We have another caller that wants to chime in and talk about it. And I just can't help but wait and understand that we have a caller that wants to chime in. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. Miss Oatmeal is bringing it tonight. E-Dub is here with us from Kansas City. Adele is representing the GSU by way of New Jersey. Vic Ray is here in Dallas, Texas. And we have another caller that wants to chime in. Area code 586. Last numbers are 8241. Who's on the line with us tonight?
Hey, Andy, it's Nikki.
What's going on, Nikki?
Change my phone number, man.
We see. That's why we hadn't been in contact with you, sweetheart. How you doing up there in Michigan, Detroit City?
Man.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, Miss Oatmeal, what's going on with you?
Oh, girl, nothing. I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad you're here.
I had a long day, but I was like, I got to hurry up and get home so I can call in. Just walked in probably about 30 minutes ago, but, you know, I had been sitting here on the line for a second and listening to you guys, and I was just kind of thinking to myself, like, I've never had that issue of somebody being in my business because I can just always hear my grandmother in the back of my head or in the back of my mind saying, you ain't got no business. You ain't doing nothing else. Ain't nobody else doing. So growing up, I never really had, like, a large circle of friends. I don't deal with messy people, men or women. So I really don't too much give thought to, you know, somebody sticking their nose where it don't belong. I mean, it happens. But it just has never really rubbed me that way. I mean, I let it roll off me like nothing. I mean, I figure if you have enough time and energy to have me on your mind and on your lips, then I must be doing something right, or either you just don't have a life. So when the whole, it just, I don't know, I never really had never really ran into that issue of somebody just, like, putting you on blast or, you know, trying to put you out there. Now, I have seen it happen, you know, subtly. You know, somebody make a snide remark about you or something like that. But, you know, I don't let people get to me. I just keep it moving.
Well said.
Yeah, I'm just like, yeah. I don't even... I mean, because once you start, you can't argue with a fool. I mean, that's what they do. You will never win an argument or debate with a fool. I mean, this is what they do. They practice a lot. So it's no need in even trying to, you know, negotiate or have an intelligent debate or a discussion because you're talking to a fool. I mean, anybody who sits around, you know, when we're young, I think we're all guilty of partaking in it a little bit. Gossiping about the, you know, the girl back in our day, if you were out there, that wasn't a good thing. I don't know what the going rate is. These days I think anything goes. But, you know, it was always something or some gossip or some, you know, rumor going on. But as a grown-ass person, like, I don't have time to be sitting around on the phone or, worrying about somebody's status on Facebook. I'm just like, who does that? Who the hell right. got that much time as an adult? I don't have that much time.
I don't even like anybody, one person to be a topic of conversation that long. It just makes me sick.
Yeah, just uncomfortable. Like, why are y'all still talking about old girl? And then I'm like, oh, man, I'm on to the next. Like, what is really going on? And it's pretty sad because I see it happen. Actually, somebody said something to me today. I didn't know if it was a compliment or, a jab. They were like, you're such an overachiever. I was like, whoa. Is it, thanks, I think. I was like, was that said in a good way? I'm like, I guess. And, you know, they went, I'm not her. I'm not going to be able to do all that. I was like, oh, here we go. So, yeah, you just got to keep it moving, man.
Definitely got to keep it moving.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Okay, I need that avenue. I didn't need Oatmeal or either Andy to give me that avenue to go ahead and jump in. So I wanted to follow protocol. But this is my question. Nikki hit on a good little point about, you know, when we were younger, we would do things. But, I mean, to be honest, even today, it's not really men in a messy way. And I hate to keep using Jackie, but she's a good friend of mine. You know, I'm building with Andy, but Jackie's my girl. Even though we don't talk all the time, that's my girl. But, Jackie, you know, like, if we're together hanging out, we might say, oh, look at, you know, I'm just going to use Nikki as an example. I don't know who Nikki is, but hey, Nikki. We see
hey.
Nikki. We see Nikki, you know, at the club. We might say, oh, what she got on? That's not a point of getting in somebody's business, right? That's not considered gossiping. Is that, like, really bad, too? Like, if
you just
call
somebody in a, that's just in a straight wardrobe violation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Violation.
And you need to be in their business. Let them know. You have every right as a grown human individual to say, you know what, you should not have worn this out. You may have researched out to your friends and say, you know what, that's not cute.
Okay, yeah,
when
I'm with Andy
out
on that
room,
one.
When you go so out,
yeah,
room,
Andy on that
you out of your room.
So we're not
going to
call that messy, right?
Yeah, you get
no,
that.
No, absolutely. I wouldn't call it.
Look.
Some people call it messy. I don't call it messy. I call it I'm going to laugh because it's funny, and you shouldn't have wore that. Or if you like it and it's a funny outfit but you loving it, guess what? Some people going to like it maybe, mm-hmm. and some people going to laugh at it or feel that it's inappropriate.
Yeah.
It is
I actually,
what it is.
I'm sorry, Ms. Oatmeal. I was going to say, I think anytime we see, have you all ever gotten like that forward email of like, it's called like hot ghetto mess or something of that nature where they show these people.
Oh, I just believe forwards. I don't even know.
And these, well, I mean, everybody has seen these pictures. They're like prom
okay.
pictures, like over the top or just extremely large women and next
oh, yeah,
to
yeah,
nothing.
Oh, yeah, from a long time. Yeah, a while ago. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I remember.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, just like, now that to me, that besides being sad, you know, I don't think if you saw somebody who, you know, had on this one young lady had to be weighing in at about 350, and I promise you she had on like two Band-Aids and some dental floss. That was it. So I don't really think that if you see someone in attire like that that is being messy or getting in her business, it's actually kind of sad. And would they, in that regard, I would think it would be worthwhile or advantageous to her for somebody to get in her business because there's some underlying stuff going on with that. Because ain't no way you either got God's, you know, good common sense, you want something, or you wasn't hugged as a child growing up. Something ain't right for you to leave out the house looking the way you look and just nobody says anything to you. I'll tell you this, nobody was in that person's business enough. Mama wasn't in their business. Daddy wasn't in their business. Somebody wasn't doing their job. So in that regard, I don't think you could be in a person's business enough. I was eating breakfast the other day, and this girl got up from the table. I mean, literally, all I saw was cheeks. I was like, dude, I almost lost my pancakes. Like, I know your man might like that, But it's after church. I just got the word. I'm feeling good. She gets up off the booth, and I'm like, it looked like she got on some boy shorts. I'm like, is this what we doing now? I'm like, oh, damn. I had to get a to-go box. But
hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can.
Okay, I'm sorry. These days, people seem to have their own perception of what's wrong and what's right. What's out
that's
of order
nobody
and what's
wanna, that's because nobody want to check nobody. If I tell Miss Oatmeal you out of line for having on a skirt and I can see your underwear, if I don't say anything to her, I expect her not to say anything to me about the one-night stands I done had 3 weekends in a row. Nobody wants to be accountable anymore. So if I can't check you, guess what? That means you can't check me. I don't think it really – I mean, people do have their own perception of, you know, their reality, but their perception is warped. Nobody's working off a real foundation of righteousness. So you got all these people running around, want to do what they want to do, say what they want to say, be in other people's business, talk about what they want to talk about, and nobody wants to hold them accountable. No, you go ahead and smoke your weed because I'm going to go ahead and get this hookup from this booster. It's just all crazy. Nobody wants to hold each other accountable.
Right.
That's true.
And that's true. But then, you know, you can try, but that's all you can do. Then you just got to live and let live.
Yes,
but again, don't, hey, if you look in a hot mess, if you out there bad, people going to talk. Actions speak louder than words. What you show is most people's reality, what you show. So like Edub said earlier about your business being out there on Front Street, like what does it show? And people will get their own perception without anybody else mumbling a word about you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But
and
you
know what? If you actually
that.
Have, I'm sorry, Miss O'Mill. I was going to say everybody has their off days. You know what I'm saying? Anybody can be caught in a moment where you have an attitude or you're just having a bad day or somebody may have said something to you and the way you responded was attitudinal. I mean, we all have those days, and there are always times where we can do better. But I will say that if you have more good days than you do bad days in regards to the way you treat people, there will always be somebody in the wings that will come to your defense. You know, like, oh, no, that's not the Miss Oatmeal I know. That's not the Andy I know. Oh, no, he's a cool dude. You probably just caught him on a bad day. No, that's my man's. But, you know,
right.
In order to have somebody to go to bat for you like that, you need to be worthy. And so,
right.
You know, again, we're all entitled to those days because we all have them. None of us are perfect. But, you know, if you have more bad days than you are good, then what people say about you, what their perception will become your reality. Because in this world, it is definitely not about who you – not what you know, but who you know. And if you piss off the wrong person by mistake, you can piss off a person third party. You walk into a job interview, you done cuss the person out in the parking lot downstairs, come to find out she was the woman you was interviewing with. Next. So
right.
You cussing her out at the like and she's taking too long.
And you hit on something, third parties. I forgot about the third party with minding your business. Third parties will get in on a situation that has nothing to do with
nothing
them.
Nothing to do with them.
And following behind what somebody else said.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a third party.
Oh, so that's
how rumors get started.
Oh,
and
okay.
They ding dong ass is not even thinking like, there might be another side to this story. Now, this story you coming back and telling me, do sound pretty good. I mean, you looking real good. You didn't do nothing.
Never do.
So that other person is just straight up just dog. It's just evil. They just the wrong one.
Because the person you're talking to, it's never their fault.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah,
that
I like
third
to call
party,
that the thrift store shopper. The third party is called the thrift store shopper. They get the secondhand material.
I
like to call that person.
Yes. I call them the cheerleaders, the co-signers, amen section.
The instigators.
Okay.
Right. That's really what they are in the realm, big realm of things. Yep. Unless they really know. And you really don't know unless that other party is there. If that
yep.
other party is not there, you may not know everything. Because, yes, I've talked to people in Benning talking about a situation, and they agreed with me. But at the same time, I want them to have their own mind and understand, even with my story, there's another side of the story.
Correct.
But you do. You have to take my character into account, you know, in consideration. Definitely take that into consideration. How do I roll? Do I roll with integrity? What's my reputation? That can help you out a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
Or wanting to be a third party. Take all that in consideration when you listen to that person and you're cheerleading. You could be cheerleading on the devil. The devil does some good things. I don't know why people feel like the devil is going to show up with his fork and his horn.
His fork and horn. No, he's
yes.
No, Miss Obel,
like,
let me tell you how he's going to show
appears.
Up. Let me tell you how he's going to
like,
show
he
up.
He don't show up with the horns, you know, like the little hell day devil that show up. That's how the devil show up when he show up. Really?
No, he shows up in that. He shows up that nice looking brother in that 3-piece, well hung, custom tailored suit.
Uh oh.
And that 7:45. That's scary. That's how
exactly.
he shows up.
That's how he show up. He show up with that bling bling.
Woo.
Or she show up. She show up with that banging body.
Right.
Uh oh.
He show up looking like Holly Berry. That's how the devil shows up.
Shows up.
No, Miss Oatmeal is not saying Halle Berry is the devil, ladies and gentlemen.
Right. That's a disclaimer
saying.
On it. We're
so
saying
is it
the
safe
package
to say
that
the devil
shows up
business?
In. Is it safe to say the devil needs to mind his own business, too?
Yeah. Oh, he will never mind his own business.
He will
never
mind his own business.
He will never mind. He got too many minions. He will never mind his own business. He got too many people. Matter of fact, you know what? He probably is minding his business. He got so many other people working for him. He probably is. He's probably sitting back chilling like, I retired 100 years ago. Right.
And trying to corrupt more minds. And we got a steady fight so he can't get us. So that's why I said, you know, that people have to be aware. And I think people forget who the devil can show up through and what he looks like when he's there. Because he can only work through people, just like God. Both spirits move.
Right.
So, like you said, the devil with the pitchfork and the little arrow-shaped tail is not showing up.
He is not showing up. But that sister that's crazy with the 3 baby daddies and you getting ready to be number 4, oh, she's all day.
Yep.
Sitting in your driveway singing Jasmine Sullivan, I bust the windows out your car.
Definitely. Then you got the neighbors in your business.
They taking pictures and videos, putting them on YouTube.
All up in the mix.
Right.
All up in the Kool-Aid. Don't know what flavor it is. Then you got people that you do know the flavor of that Kool-Aid, but they're trying to say, like E-Dub said, you don't know me.
Right.
You don't know me. Really?
Saying this is real talk.
Really, you are your actions. You are your actions.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody has been around you for 2 years and they pay attention and they're not a dummy, they know a whole lot about you.
Probably
a whole lot.
Want to.
Right. I can't say nobody doesn't know me if they pay attention to my actions. I'm on the inside. I'm not trying to hide and dip and dodge stuff on a daily basis. For what? I can't live if I'm doing that.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of life are you living? Definitely. We got another question here. And we need some men to chime in on this one. Or if we got to answer the question, Nikki, I guess we'll try to the best of our ability. But it seems like men might be afraid to tell other males to stay out of their business and mind their own. So a situation where, say you got two homeboys, and one of them's married, one of them's not. You might say, dog, your wife got you whipped. You don't get out. You don't get out and do nothing no more. I mean, you know, you acting real funny style. She got you like that, huh? You can't come out here and hang with us like that. Look what we doing. Look at it, that broad. Ooh, she tight. You scared.
Ooh, that's a good one.
You scared.
Ooh.
What? Dude, see, some men can't be like, dude, man, hey, I love my wife. She the shit. Now, these little females out here, they might look good, but I'm not getting caught up. Never heard anybody say that.
That's because they're trying to keep up that male testosterone.
That male bravado.
Right.
Yeah, that's what it is, because there's a touch of an inkling, and we'll let this go, ladies. We'll let you understand. There's a touch of an inkling that the men will say, you know what? There's a possibility my boy could be right. He's not going to admit it, but he's going to think it. There's a possibility my boy could be right. I could be missing out. They're going to think it for just that small fraction of a second. Some men are very guilty of this, and ladies, that's why they're not going to say it. Now, they're going to act on it. They may not automatically just up and just do that, you know, but some men are going to say, you know what, there's an inkling. There are some men out there to be like, man, bro, you tripping. There's no way. My lady got me right. I'm happy in my marriage. You just probably wish you were happy in a relationship because you're single and don't have one.
And let me tell you how this thing goes.
Mm-hmm. And I can school you on what it takes to really be in a strong relationship. But there are a lot of men that aren't open to that because they're not really, we're not conditioned to be good communicators. So you have to sit back, and what you'll find most men will do is they'll take the back road, man, you tripping. In other words, they're saying, I really don't know how to respond to something like that. That's all that really means. Oh, man, you tripping. She ain't got me. I can do what I want to do and try to defend instead of support. It's a big difference. Things like that do happen. And I'm just going to keep it real. That's what happens. There's a lot of men that just, they will not know how to respond to that. So I'm letting you know, we're letting y'all know, fellas, it's okay to say that. Either way, if you really feeling that, you know what, baby, I do have a really strong relationship with my lady, and my boys just don't understand how good I got it over here. We talked about the grass being greener on the other side. My grass is green, white where I'm at, and I can prove it, and you just don't have any grass at all. Because your bed is so hard and concrete, you got to sleep by yourself on cold pillows. You understand? So that's just real talk. But on the backside of it, you can turn around and say, well, maybe they're right because I'm not really comfortable in my own relationship and I don't know how to speak to my woman about it. So I just go with the flow. And I have no control. She's pretty much running everything in the household. And I don't know how to be a man and come to somebody else and say, hey, man, I really do need some help on how to talk to this person. Oh. Sorry, Charlie. It happens like that. Toughen up. Have your own self in the mirror and say this is what it takes. What y'all going to get tonight, folks, is real talk. You're getting the realest one-on-one from Ms. Omeal Brown and Andy Brown. They're speaking to you straight up, folks. This is not just people with relations. I mean, with just attitudes and just opinions. We're coming to you as certified life coaches who are giving you real, situational, consultative advice. This is just real talk. So understand we don't take this lightly. We take this very seriously in what we're talking about. Minding your own business. Some people need some business of their own. And some people who just want to have a good time and enjoy themselves and hear some real talk, invite them to the online happy hour so they can give them a taste of their own. This is how we do, folks. I know y'all are having a good time tonight. This has been a wonderful show, Ms. Omeal. What do you think?
Oh, definitely. It's definitely been a wonderful show. I hope that, you know, some of our callers and our bloggers got some valuable information and can understand when people are in their business or if they dipping and dabbing in somebody else's business and they shouldn't be, or when it's appropriate
mm-hmm.
to be in the mix.
Right.
And sometimes you don't even ask to be in the mix.
Mm.
I know I'd rather not be up in the mix at all.
Right.
And I've said over and over again, I will not do that again.
Mm.
You know, and guess what? Be right back, because as you associate with different people, sometimes situations in their life call for you to be there again in that same damn situation. Here you go. How do you end up standing right here again?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? If you're not being messy or trying to be in the mess, maybe that's something that you're supposed to be there for. Maybe you are that person that's supposed to be at somebody's need when they need you.
Mm.
Maybe you are that person that you are the listening ear and they trust you.
Right.
With their information, and you don't go spreading it, but somebody else may take it with a bone and add 2 slices of pizza, okay,
cheese,
and some wings,
the hot sauce, the ranch,
they make it a supreme and it started off as a cheese.
Mm-hmm. Had a cheese sandwich, now you got an ultimate supreme too. Because you was just trying to put all this, oh, yeah, and try to make it more and more dramatic each time you tell it. We all know somebody
right.
like that.
And they really need to stay in their business. You know, when you have somebody that's just all up in your mix more than you're in the mix, there's a problem. There is a serious problem. We've seen it. We know it happens. It happens around us. It's an issue that it's not going to ever go away. But what you can do is handle it differently. Look at it in a big perspective to see what angle it's coming from.
Right.
That is the best way that you can do anything in life. Look at the angle. See where it's coming from. Then you could understand and see if you're in somebody's business, they're in yours, or if it's in a helpful scenario. That's all we have to do. Start thinking outside the box at all times.
Because
folks and people and situations can have our emotions and things all out of whack because they're not in their business.
So let me ask this question to you, Ms. O'Meal, as we kind of on the downside of the show. What advice do you have for individuals who don't know how to mind their business? What would you tell them?
Wow. Really, they need to become active. But sometimes you got people that are active that are still in everybody's business. You might say, you might need to get in a church activity. take on some type of leadership role. But you know what? Sometimes them people be messy, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, they're messy, too. I think they just really need to do a self-evaluation.
Mm.
Don't get so involved in other folks' lives and what they have going on.
Right.
Because you cannot dictate the way someone else handles things. Now, that's for that messy, messy person.
Mm.
That's just always in the mix, in the know, getting involved in stuff, getting themselves in trouble, and they don't need to.
Right.
They're not really being a friend, because that's the difference between being a friend and being messy.
Indeed.
And it's not a fine line. It's a line that's very visible. You just have to see it. And you can see it if you know the difference. Trust and believe. I know the difference between somebody being messy with my business and somebody just really, that really cares about oatmeal.
That's right.
There's a difference. And people get high strung on their emotions and don't know that sometimes. So that person that's out there being messy, carrying bones, keeping mess up, all I can say, we got to pray for them. And they really need to try to do some self-healing because I don't know what to tell them.
Right.
Because you can be active. You can have your own business. Maybe you don't like your business.
Okay.
Maybe they don't know how to have an interesting life of their own.
Mm.
Huh, that's the key right there. Their life must not be interesting enough. So they really do need to find a way to make them their own life interesting, so they won't have to worry about the next person.
Wow.
That's realness 101.
I know that.
That's how she brings it, folks. She comes with the Realness 101 each and every week. As mentioned before, check out the website, realness101.com, to learn more about Miss Oatmeal Brown. She's ever evolving. And that's just keeping it real, folks. Nikki, Adele, did you have a comment?
I do have a comment. I just want to kind of just back up to a couple of stops that we had on this ride today, this evening. And I couldn't get to voice in, but I've been holding these two thoughts in. Number one, the first thought was when we were dealing with, you know, minding our own business and dealing with, you know, the devil working through people, which is how he operates, et cetera, et cetera. But at the end of the day, really, if he's trying to stir up something, really, he can't do anything to us saints that God doesn't allow him to do. He can't move without God's permission. Just like with the Job situation, he had to ask permission to tempt Job. So even though he may come, there's always a way we can deal with it. But the reality of it is, sometimes, like, you know, you were always saying, we kind of look for him with this pitchfork when in actuality he is operating through people that are allowing him, that's the key word, allowing him to use them in an unproductive way. That's the word I'm using, an unproductive and a messy-ass way. So in that case, you know, and that's real talk. The other point I wanted to make was, in reference to the men, when Oatmeal asked the question, you know, about the men and things of that nature, I really believe that, you know, as men, we'll go ahead and put up this front, and as gay or straight, we'll put up this front in the streets, you know, and then when it comes to, like Oatmeal was saying, to say, you know, hey, bro, you know, you kind of getting too far in my business, or it's good over here, this is what it's about, it's not about me going out, excuse my language, hoeing, you know, that type of thing. I think we need to get back to the basics of what a man really is. A man is not, hey, I'm a dairy, I'm macho strong, look at my muscles, I got 4,000 numbers, I'm fucking three girls, that type of thing. We need to get away from, because that's not what a man is about. Okay?
Right.
You know, a real man can speak. He can communicate. If you have problems with communication, get your ass some help with communicating. There's no excuse about you being a man. That's a lie. And yes, I'm saved and I'm cussing. I mean what I'm saying. I'm real business right here. You need to understand that being a real man is marking really after God. Yes, we have some faults. We would never be God. But to understand that a man is to model after God. So that means I can talk. I can be with my children. I can love on my wife. I can love my children. I can love my friends or my homeboys. And that doesn't mean I'm gay. That doesn't mean something is wrong with me. So until you're able to love everyone, including your same sex, you're not a man yet. And so therefore, you don't know how to tell people to mind their own business, because you don't know how to mind your own business, because you don't know who you are. So I think once you get to those fundamentals and you find out what a man is really about, then you can learn to tell people to mind their business and to stay in their lane. And then you yourself can begin to mind your own business and get yourself together. That's the point that I did want to make on this evening.
Amen.
Bravo.
And now you can pick
you
up the arm.
Get that.
Okay. The doors of the happy hour are open, ladies and gentlemen. That's how we do. I think it looks like we may have one. Actually, yes. We have one more that would like to chime in on the topic tonight before we wrap the show up. We have another local Texas call that wants to chime in. 646-727-3279 is the call-in number. Adara put that knowledge down right in there. We have one more caller who wants to chime in with a 469 area code. Last number is a 6808. Caller, you're on the line. Who is this?
My name is Sasana from Dallas, Texas. I haven't listened to the radio station the entire time, but what I listen, I agree with the female patron before, like, in order to be a man, you got to love everybody no matter what. And I'm a believer in God. I've been believing in God for 10-plus years. Like, I mean, you can talk about parties. You can talk about whole nine yards about, like, what it says. But what it says, like, you have to respect the gays, the African-Americans, the Middle Easterns, the Americans. I mean, even though we have an African-American president, we have Hispanics ruled in the USA. There's still hatred out there. In order for that hatred to discontinue, you have to show love no matter what, you know? So,
like that.
I mean,
what's your name again?
My name is Hassan.
Hassan, really appreciate
yes, sir.
That. That's a good point. That's a really good point. I'm glad you brought that up, and thank you for calling in and listening. That was a good point that he brought up, folks.
Oh, yes, it was, definitely.
I mean, that's just real talk. We get it real. We hear it real. Nikki, you know, the living lady herself is up in Michigan. She always keeps it 100 on the online happy hour.
Absolutely. I just wanted to say that, you know, there's always going to be someone who has something ill to say about, you know, anything. Just no kind of no life of their own. But at the end of the day, sometimes you have to be the bigger person and just simply ask the question of why? I mean, why is it, what are you so unhappy with in your life that me and any other person that you happen to come across or befriend or are an associate with or whatever, you know, why? What are you so unhappy with in your own life that everybody else is a topic of conversation?
Oh.
You know, because I'm thinking that when I'm talking to my friends, we're talking about each other. I'm talking about what my
yeah.
girl is working on. She's talking about what I'm working on. You know, we're talking about how it sucks to be single. You know, that comes up every once and again. But for the most part, we are talking about each other and what we have going on in our lives and what we're excited about and what's coming up. Very rarely do our topics touch on other people, and that's because we, for the most part, don't have a reason to hate. I am happy with who I am. I am happy, like Mary say, because I like what I see when I'm looking at me when I'm walking past the mirror. I mean, I am at a point where I am happy with my life. Yeah, there are things that I want to improve upon. So when you come across somebody that just has this perpetual, you know, just negative spirit, it's just one of those things you have to. And it may even be worth your while to, in a nice way, in a very, you know, calming manner, say, hey, you know, what's going on with you? You know, what's the good deal with you? Yeah, I see the sister over there that look a hot mess, and you know, I know this brother over here, he ain't shit, and he out there. But you know, what's going on with you? What do you have going on? And it actually may cause that person to stop and pause and be like, well, damn, ain't nothing going on with me. That's why I'm in everybody else's business. Right. If I could just add one more thing, I would just love for somebody to get all up in my business because I don't have a room for homecoming. So if there are any Gramblinites that are listening, you can please reach out to me via Facebook. Because I want to go to homecoming, but I, like, probably 5,000 other people don't have a room. So this is one instance where I will allow somebody to be all up in my business.
You can't beat the real talk, folks. This is where it goes down. This is where it happens. Y'all look out for Nikki, GSU alumni. Make sure she gets a place to stay and crash. You never know what can happen if this year's homecoming. It's going down like bad stock we heard. Because we are the ones that are going to make it happen. Old heads dominate.
Did you put out
Absolutely.
A status update on Facebook, Nikki?
Yeah, I did, but I did it kind of like, you know, in the early part of the, you know, summer, like a month ago. So I'm going to keep, you know, update my status with that. And everybody was like, oh, you know, you could just wait to the last week. People will start canceling rooms. And I'm like, dude, I'm a planner. I'll have like three suitcases. I can't just roll like, hey, anybody got a spare? Anybody got a spare? No, man, I need to plan this out.
Hey, well, I would say every week, at least once a week, put it up there.
Things happen. You may have to back out. Darryl, we know you're doing big things in the GSU area. I understand you've got a few books that you've written yourself.
That is correct. I have three of them, Andy. The first one is I Release Myself from Your Box, which tells my story of overcoming 7 to 8 years of sexual abuse and sexual rape and molestation, and just how I overcame that. And then the second book is Highway of True Authenticity. I got married twice trying to be someone else as a result of the abuse effects that took place in my life. Wasn't really knowing who I was. I thought I did, but just wasn't too sure. And so I speak on the importance of being authentic and how the benefit of that benefits you and others, and how when you're not authentic, you cheat yourself and others out of the gift that you uniquely can only bring. Even though you and someone may share the same kind of career or the same kind of idea, they will never be able to present it like you can. And so I talk about that in that book, and And then the last one I just released in the fall, which is entitled In the End I Choose to Win. That is actually the first book of a series I'm doing, realistic fiction. And it kind of patterns my story, but it's not exactly my story. And it's about a young man named AJ who does battle sexual abuse and sexual identity as a result of that and being abandoned by his parent. And so actually part two of that book is coming out this fall. And so those are the things that I do have going on. I do motivational speaking, where I do promote authenticity as well as to open up about your sexual abuse, especially with men who are afraid to talk about it. They don't know when you begin to talk about it, it actually starts to bring healing. And so I speak about that to motivate them and get them to the next level so that they can fulfill purpose and destiny in their lives.
Oh, that is awesome. I need all three of those books.
Well, I can go ahead and send you a copy over. You just send me your address on Facebook. I can get those to you.
Now, how can others be able to get your information as well?
They can go to my website, which is www.amore, spelled A-M-O-O-R-E, and Enterprises all together as one word, and that's Enterprises with an S at the end, .com. Again, that's www.amoreenterprises.com. And they also can purchase the books at lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. And if you just Google, well, not Google, but if you just search under authors, under Adario, A-D-A-R-Y-L-L, Moore, all books will come up for you.
Bravo.
All right.
That's how we keep it real tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Daryl's doing his thing. He's representing on the online happy hour. We definitely want to say thank you for him tuning in. Miss Oatmeal has got some great music. Her hot single, Knick Knack, is slamming. It's on YouTube. Go to iTunes and download that single and also get that ringtone as well today.
And it's on CD Baby as well.
CD Baby.
And with the remix.
Baby,
there
baby.
Remix.
Y'all need to understand what's going on. The evolution of growth is happening. Books are being written. Music is being heard, played, and remixed. It's going down, folks. This is how
speaking
we do.
Speaking engagement. Speaking life amongst the masses. It's more than just this show. We do live events right here in the DFW, and we're going to keep it going because this is a gift. We have a voice, and there's a message. And if we can, you know, be the change in the world that we wish to see and add to positive value, that's what we're going to do. And nobody can stop us. Whether, as long as we just have one person listening, we've done our job.
Absolutely. We keep it real, and we're going to do so for a very long time, folks. Realist 101 Entertainment is the record label. The evolution of greatness is shaping into form. Highlight your talent. Also, be sure to get your copy of Second Place Women Who Come In First, Why She Has Your Man's Attention and You Don't, available at andybrownspeaks.com and also coming soon to amazon.com.
That's what's up. And to all of our callers and bloggers and listeners in the Louisiana, the northern Louisiana area, be on the lookout for that How Was Your Weekend commercial
TV
with Andy Brown and Oatmeal Brown. Yes, we're taking this thing nationwide. We got to start small first, but you best believe
it's coming
that we're growing. Turn on your TV stations, BET, VH1. It's coming. Bravo. It's coming. And you can bet that.
Already, all day. Follow us, folks. Follow us on Facebook. Advertise your business with us on the show. And represent your business to the fullest, folks. This is how we do. Now, as we wrap the show up, I just want to let everybody know we want to thank the panel for their insight. We want to thank all the folks that chimed in today, Miss Nikki, Big Ray, E-Dub, the chat room. It was going down, folks.
Hassan.
It's what it is. We love y'all, and we definitely appreciate y'all. Don't be selfish. Listen in and tune in with somebody next week. As always, you make the show what it is. So if you had a good time tonight and you got some good information from each and every one that was here, do us a favor. Tell two or three more people to tune in with you next week as we come back with another hot topic and another widow. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Ed Brown.
And I'm Oatmeal Brown with the Wellness 101. God first.
Go mom to my friends. Log in, listen to my fam. Good night. And we gone.
And we gone.
I know you like a baby too, so let me put your mind at ease. What? So let me put your mind at ease.
Just cause you see me in my jeans, don't mean that you can see me. I know that you're a big booty thing. You like the way my body lays. I know you like my knick-knack patty wag.
Thick as hell, full of thick and face and lips, no extra ass hustling, no